I was pleased to read the article in last week's Squamish Chief, What is Happening Next at the Squamish Spit? Published September 22, regarding the ongoing rehabilitation of the estuary. The restoration of our natural environment is essential to our long-term survival on this planet, and the efforts underway to restore the ecological carrying capacity of the estuary are a wonder to behold. Over the years, we've witnessed the transformation of the dredge spoils and the old log sort from industrial wasteland to productive tidal marsh. We owe a debt to the dedicated professionals and the many passionate volunteers in our community who've led these initiatives. On the other hand, I was dismayed by the lack of any mention in the article regarding the impact of the removal of the spit on the wind sport community and of any efforts to mitigate those impacts. I'm not a windsurfer or a kiteboarder, but I do know that the spit is, or should I say, was, a world-famous locale offering not only consistent winds and an excellent launch environment but also a truly unique location for holding spectator-friendly events, one of its most standout features. The spit has seen numerous national and international competitions drawing athletes from around the world. Various members of Canada's Olympic team train at the spit. The Squamish Windsport Society is an 800-member-strong organization and, in my view, an integral and essential part of our community. I've also been told that the proposed windsport beach currently under development at the oceanfront, Nexon Beach, though providing an adequate launch site, pales in comparison to the much more favorable conditions at the spit. Furthermore, the recent regulatory approval of Harbor Air's float plane service out of Squamish Harbor, the Blind Channel, would seem to be incompatible with windsport enthusiasts sailing out of the oceanfront. I guess we will just have to assume that this perceived conflict was taken into consideration. I know that over the years, the Windsport Society has made numerous proposals to work in concert with the efforts to restore the estuary. Of course, solutions are complex, most likely expensive, with competing interests and jurisdictions, but this didn't have to be the win-lose outcome that now seems inevitable. In my opinion, the primary responsibility for this avoidable and regrettable outcome lies with mayor and council. The lack of leadership in this regard is disheartening. Jim Harvey, Squamish.